Did you know that you can explore the foundations of classical education with a dynamic online community? A one-year program, the Circe Atrium explores the foundations of Christian classical education with online classes and discussions. The Atrium now features 5 courses. Participants can choose one course or any combination. These courses include Heidi White on classical pedagogy, Andrew Kern on classical rhetoric, Matt Bianco on Plato's Republic, and Wes Callahan on The Divine Comedy or The Iliad. Through exclusive live webinars and online discussion, the Atrium offers a forum for contemplation and collaboration, a place to linger and take pleasure in the depths of the Christian classical tradition alongside like-minded fellow educators. We provide the platform. You bring the desire for wisdom and virtue. Together, we make the community. To learn more, head over to circeinstitute.com/atrium.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Way to Fatherhood podcast. This is your host, Brian Phillips, back with another episode. This season, of course, we have been focusing primarily on fathers and daughters and then husbands and wives. So we're focusing on dads and the women in our lives, as I've said over and over again. And in this episode today, this is a brief reflection episode. I want to talk about some resources that I think are particularly helpful when it comes to being a father to our daughters. This is something that I think we need to focus on a good bit. And it's something that we can't really exhaust or even come close to exhausting in this season. So what I want to do is give you some tips on books that I have found helpful on being a father to my daughters. I, of course, am always learning. And one of the best ways that we can learn is through great books, great stories. And I want to mention just a couple of pretty modern books, contemporary books that address specifically the role of fathers and the relationship that we should have and that we're aiming for with our daughters. One book that is more general, it doesn't address specifically daughters, at least not in its entirety. It does in parts, but I think sets a stage for the role of fatherhood, is a book called Father Hunger: Why God Calls Men to Love and Lead Their Families. This is actually by Douglas Wilson, who's a pastor in Idaho. He's written tons of books. He's been really influential in the world of classical education. He wrote The Case for Christian Classical Education, was one of the founders of Logos School in Idaho, and I believe is a permanent board member of ACCS, the Association of Christian and Classical Schools. But he wrote this book called Father Hunger, which addresses sort of the foundational issues and a lot of searching through scripture on the role of dads and a lot of really interesting research on what happens when fathers are out of the picture, what happens when fathers are absent. In, you know, they might be physically there, but they're absent when it comes to leading and guiding and shepherding their families. So lots of things in there, including a chapter on education, the role of dads and the church and the role of the church and the family, and some things more directly related to how we interact with our daughters and raise our daughters. So take a look at that book. I've found it to be very helpful and very interesting. But there's another author that I want to focus on, and she's written tons of great books, wonderful resources on parenting. And I actually ran across the first book of hers that I ever saw. I found at the college bookstore at Belmont Abbey College, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets Every Father Should Know. And most of them, as she says, are not really secrets, but at least principles that we should know as dads and how they relate to our daughters. Because that difference, you know, as a father looking at his daughter, there's a fierce love that's there from father to daughter, but we don't always know how to express it. We don't always know how we should respond to our daughters. I've found this to be true, and I'm speaking only for myself here, but with my sons, I feel like I typically know what they're thinking and why they do the things that they do. But that's a little bit more difficult with my daughters. because, you know, as young women, they're thinking about the world and thinking about things in a bit of a different way than I do and that I would have at their age. And so that book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, it's been out for a while. This is not brand new. I think it was first published in 2006. So about, you know, 15 years ago, but it really is good. And she's blunt. She's direct. This is, I don't even think I mentioned the author. I'm sorry. This is by Dr. Meg Meeker. She is a physician, a pediatrician. She's been in practice for, oh goodness, over 30 years, close to 40 years, maybe. And she's written a lot of books, and draws from all of that experience in dealing with boys, girls, sons, daughters, mothers and fathers. And so she's written books about raising boys. She's written books about why boys should be boys, but she's done tremendous work when it comes to raising our daughters. So take a look at that, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And she also has another kind of companion volume to that. It's a devotional book, really. It's Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters devotional book. And it's broken up into weekly readings. So 52 readings for the year where she's working through the principles and content of the book itself and then giving you some things to think about, some things to work on, even some prayers to consider and scripture to read. That's another good resource if it's something that you want to just sort of keep fresh in your mind. After reading the book, you can go back through that companion volume, that devotional book, and it has just sort of weekly things to think about and consider and some tasks as dads, where we can better learn to love our daughters, and to be the kinds of fathers that they need us to be. Now, connected to that is one other book that I want to mention in this short episode. It's also by Meg Meeker, and it's one that touches on some things that I'm going to talk about in another reflection episode later in the season. This book is called Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. The subtitle is 11 Steps to Keep Her Happy, Healthy, and Safe. Now, I think it should be self-evident to us right now. If it's not, then it should be. You need to pay more attention. But this is a book that was released just last year in 2020, and it really addresses the fact that when it comes to young women, our culture is toxic. And we're going to be talking more about that in another episode, but this is a book that addresses some of the big struggles that our daughters are going to face in our current culture, in our current climate, and how as fathers, we can help them navigate that. We can help them avoid some of those pitfalls. We can help them get through some of the obstacles that our culture is going to present to them as young women. And so this is and it addresses everything from some of the extremes of the political culture, of technology, of the sexuality of our culture and what that does to the minds and even self-image of our daughters. So a lot to think about there. So I recommend all of those books to you. Father Hunger by Douglas Wilson, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters by Meg Meeker, and the companion volume, the devotional with that. And then her new book on raising daughters, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, all wonderful resources. Take a look at those things. And then in a coming episode, we're going to talk specifically about one related issue, and that is technology and how technology and social media and our current culture affects our daughters, and some things that we can learn and keep in mind for that. So thanks for tuning into this short episode. I hope that those book recommendations are helpful for you. Continue to work to be what God has called us to be. Love the Lord your God with heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And don't forget that our family is included in that. Our wives, our children included in that. So love them as those that God has put into our path. Love them as your neighbor. Love them as the Lord has called you to. and take a look at these resources. Hopefully they'll be a blessing to you and your family. So signing off now, this is Brian Phillips for the Weight of Fatherhood podcast. Hope you'll tune into the next episode, the next interview. Have a good one.